you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Going to pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you, Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
If I'm Matt Eberflus, I am in full-ass pads, okay? And I am out there this week. I'm putting full pads on. If we got 20 plays, I want 10 or 12 of these plays being runs. And this is a point of emphasis, and we are going to go out there full speed inside run. It would be tough duty, but I wouldn't care. Let's go. Get your hand in the dirt and come off and hit them in the mouth. That's what's fun.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes, indeed, it is. 5 o'clock Thursdays on the score. There's no better place to be than here with Coach Wonstadt. He is here in the building. Jason Leisure is sitting in for Spiegs. Spiegs will be back tomorrow. We do have a nice beverage. The Buffalo Trace is back today. Coach, good to see you.
Absolutely. Great being with you guys. Hey, where is Spiegs? Danny, where's Spiegs? I love when you put that. Oh, God. Where is Spiegs?
Spiegs is at home celebrating the new year.
Yes, I know. But we had a thing because it seemed like for a while there, every other day, every Thursday I came in, Spiegs wasn't here. Where's Spiegs? So I finally came in and said on the air, where is Spiegs? And here we go.
Coach, you missed it earlier.
I love Spiegs.
We talked with Chris McLean, who's a sports talk show host in Charlotte.
Yep.
And he was happy that Spiegs wasn't here.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their beef is, but apparently they've got beef.
Well, Spiegs was probably going to call him out for something,
That's what I expect.
Absolutely.
Sorry to disappoint you, Dave. It's just me.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you here. And we caught up a little bit of Miami Dolphins stuff.
Yeah.
So
that was kind of cool to me is the fact that Dave, of course, used to coach the Dolphins. And Jason Leisure used to cover the Dolphins, but it was after Dave had left the Dolphins. So you guys are now playing, like, connect the dots with all the people that you guys know.
There's some carryover. Like, Dave coached Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor, and I covered those guys toward the end of their career. But this is incredible, man. This is like – this seems like some weird dream I would have had where I'd, like, wake up in the morning and tell them, like, yeah, last night I dreamed I was drinking bourbon in the score studio with Dave Wonstadt.
There's not many places.
This is real life.
That's right. Well, it's happy hour. Yeah. You heard Margaritaville. Cheers. I mean,
cheers
it's
to you,
5
Dave.
O'clock someplace. Oh, we started that thing during the pandemic when I was in Naples. It was 4 o'clock here, but in Naples it was 5. So here we sit. Cigar I had and a little bourbon. And, so it's all good. All good. This is a great, fun time of the week for me. Trust me.
So – you know everybody, and you have a story for everybody. This has been one of my favorite things of getting to know Dave, where Dave will hear me talking about something. He'll be like, oh, I know that guy. Like, what? Oh, I sold that guy a motorcycle, or I did this, or I did that. Do you have a Pete Rose story?
Oh, I worked with Pete, you know, when I was with Fox for those 8 or 9 years. Pete was doing with the Big Hurt, with Frank Thomas and Alex Rodriguez. They do every year. Fox has the playoffs in baseball for our listeners out there. And then Fox has the World Series every year in baseball. So Pete would drive in when the baseball playoffs started this time of year. There was a crossover between football and baseball. So we would be in the green room, and we, you know, have 18 TVs out there in L.A., and we'd have all the football games on, and we'd have the baseball games on, and we'd all be sitting in there together. And so I did get to know Pete, and we would talk, and he loved football, and we would talk stories. But he lived in Vegas, and he would drive in. He wouldn't fly. About 7-hour drive. He would drive every week, you know, from Vegas to L.A. and do the shows. And stories, because I was a Pirate fan back then, and it was the Big Red Machine, and I've played golf with Johnny Bench, so I know the whole rivalry between those guys. And Pete was fantastic. I mean, I remember there's so many stories. We don't have time now, but, you know, the one time we're watching a playoff game, I mentioned this one earlier, and there was a pop-up, and it was Houston. I don't know who was it, and three guys ran around it, and the ball hit between them. One of those deals, right? Nobody called it. And so we're all sitting there and said, Pete, how'd you handle that back in the day? And he said, it was real simple when I played. Everybody just yelled, Pete, you got it. You know, and he says, I just took everything. And I talked to him about breaking his records. I said, do you think your records will ever be broken? And he says, never, for two reasons. One, he says, is these guys don't play every game. He says, I never missed a day. Once baseball started, even on our days off, I was down there lifting weights or getting a steam or a massage or something. And the other reason, they don't believe in base hits now. And that's the big feud with him.
It's all homers and
strikeouts. Yeah, it's all homers. And that's what happened with, help me out here, the manager when we won the World Series here, Joe
Madden.
Madden,
my guy,
is Joe Madden. I remember the argument he was having with the general manager here at the time, because Madden's exact quote was, doesn't anybody believe in the base hit? I do. And that's what the big feud was between Pete and Johnny Bench. Pete said, you wouldn't be a Hall of Famer if it wasn't for me. I was the guy you were knocking in every time because I was on base. You know what I mean? So, but Pete was a great guy, and we had some great laughs and conversations, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
It's funny that you're talking about a guy from baseball, Dave, because the combination of that and talking about Miami kind of brought to mind for me, when I used to cover the Miami Heat,
yep.
Eric Spoelstra, the head coach there.
Yep.
Loved talking to football coaches in his offseason, and he particularly had a friendship with Chip Kelly.
Yep.
Did you have anything like that when you were coaching where there was manager or coach outside
Pat
your
Riley
sport?
Was in my box at the Dolphins about every other week.
Okay. See what I mean? Like,
I went down and spoke to the Bulls, the Heat, when he was there, and I had him come up and speak to the Dolphins when I was there. And we both loved soul music. And I remember this like yesterday. He texted me. I forget. We were exchanging music or doing something crazy. And I said, where are you at now? What are you doing? And he says, I'm on my boat in Manhattan Beach or Malibu. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to Marvin Gaye, What's Going On with the Miami Heat.
And outstanding.
We laughed. I mean, so. Yeah, I didn't mean to get ahead of myself there, but yes.
No, that was great. Please do get ahead of yourself. That was fantastic.
Tanny, have you guys already kind of gone through, like, coaches, like, favorite artists?
A little bit here or there, but yeah, we always good to have a reset because maybe coaches' tastes have evolved or changed, or maybe he's got some new things that he's got in his back
pocket. Talk about that.
So I don't know if you know this about Tanny. Tanny is...
No.
An incredible DJ, and he actually he's actually done a bunch of soul mixtapes.
Mm.
So you guys could be kindred spirits, but I'm curious, like, who were growing up? Who were the
Temptations? Right? I mean,
Temptations, Four Tops.
Yeah, Marvin. I mean,
all the Motown stuff.
Yeah, Motown was really becoming alive back then. That was where it was at. You know, yes, absolutely. So. Love the stuff, you know?
Do you do vinyl? Do you have, like, records, actual records?
No.
You're doing digital?
Well, I'm not doing digital. I got
he's got an iPhone in his hand right here.
That's what I mean. I got three playlists right here. I like now. I do like.
He just airdropped me two of the
playlists. I do like the I do like the Stones. Okay,
we talking Stones. We done.
Stones are great, and they have a background.
When I first started working here, Dan McNeil was here, and McNeil and I would talk Stones all the time. And when after Mick Jagger came back from his heart ailment, his first live performance was at Soldier Field about 3 or 4 years ago, and my wife Jan and I were right there, front and center, and absolutely, it was a great night.
What about modern era, Dave? I mean, where do you fall on the beef between K-Dot and Drizzy, for example?
Yeah, I'm more of a Jelly Roll guy, you know.
I was watching Tulsa King.
I'm more country right now. I'm kind of into country. I mean, Chris Stapleton. I went down here and I met, talked with
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs a little bit down at Soldier Field.
You ever check out Sturgill Simpson?
I have not. No,
love Sturgill.
That's some good outlaw country stuff. He's doing some really creative stuff musically too.
Really? I love all kind of music and. But
Coach, I got to tell you to kind of bring this full circle. So I used to do the Madden show, like once a week, Joe Madden would come on and we talk about all sorts of stuff. And Joe had his restaurant that was right next to Wrigley. And Joe and I, you know, I really, honestly, like he falls into the same category that you do when it comes to my career. Two guys that I hold in very high esteem that helped me along the way. So I wanted to repay him. So Joe had a room in his restaurant where he would invite your friends of the program up, and he had like this incredible record collection, and he would spin vinyl. So I got him my favorite album, or one of my favorite albums, of Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder on vinyl.
I like Stevie.
I got him a deluxe edition of that, and I presented it to him, and he was in tears because he feels the same way about music that you do. I love when people in your position, when they have those other interests, and Joe had it all. Like he loves a little bit of everything, but hearing you guys like talk about that type of stuff to me is super cool.
Well, my buddy that's with me here from Pittsburgh, Big Dave.
I see Big Dave. Yeah, hi, Dave. Big Dave.
Yeah, he's here. There was times when we would, you know, have a few toddies, and we'd be sitting in the driveway, listening to a song and just singing the song, you know, and just, some great times with music, and it's fabulous. Fabulous, absolutely.
Big Dave back here just told us not to listen to music with you because you'll play a third of the song and then change it to the next one next one.
I do that. In fact, you know what Jan got me? I used to love, after everywhere I coached, my house was open after a game. And I would have the staff over and friends and alumni, whoever was in town. And I had a clicker around my neck. Jan got it for me that I could hit it. You know, I had the automatic sound system throughout the house. And I could just hit that clicker and it would go right to the next song. And, it was awesome. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
This is the beauty of a Dave Wanstedt segment.
Yeah,
because he knows everybody, and we can go in a bunch of different directions.
Let's talk some Bears.
I do want to get you back
on the Bears. That's the only thing I have no interest in doing right
come
now.
Come on.
I want to ask him Jimmy Johnson questions. I want to ask him questions about the old days. I want to know what Dave Wanstedt is watching on TV.
Hey, Jerry,
why do we have to do my work here?
How does Jerry Jones come up with the best analogies? He's unbelievable. How about this week when they asked him, why didn't you sign Derrick Henry? And he looks to the guy that asked the question or the woman and says, if you wanted to buy that mansion over there, you couldn't afford it, okay? So that's where I'm at.
With
okay?
Derrick Henry.
With Derrick Henry, I wanted that mansion, but we couldn't afford it. Right. It'd been a great, Jerry's the best. So, yeah, we could talk Jerry and Jimmy all night. But I want to get into
the Bears. Let's do what you want to do, Dave.
I want to get into this running game that everybody's so excited about.
So DeAndre Swift, almost 170 total.
Don't start. Go ahead. Finish it.
Total yards.
Yep,
running and passing with him. What was better about the run game this past week?
Well, that I thought they committed to it a little bit more, and that he made some guys miss in the hole on that long run. You know, I mean, it was a nice run. Everybody blocked it. Kmet blocked it. And DeAndre Swift made a great run. And everyone's getting the wrong perception here. I love DeAndre Swift. I think the guy is a fabulous weapon for this offense. Screens, draws, throw him the ball, flex him out, motion him out. I just think that Roshan and Herbert are better runners between the tackles. I think a run that DeAndre gets, it's two. I think that Roshan or Herbert make it four. That's my only issue with this whole thing. And until we start running it 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards a clip, it's going to be very difficult to throw the ball deep and come up with big plays. I mean, for us to come out of the game last week, and thank God, I mean, we won. Great effort, great job, guys. But our longest pass to a receiver was Adunze, was 10 yards. Guys, 10 yards. I mean, we got to come up with some big plays in the passing game, which are play action, which come off the run.
The play they got
all I'm saying.
The play they got to commit, I think, in the fourth quarter was like that, where they was play action. They got the linebackers to bite a little bit, and it opened things up for Kmet to get behind them.
Yep, absolutely. No, it and Kmet's got to be a big part of that, you know. But it's all going to be play action with him. You're not going to trick anybody trying to throw it, dropping back, or getting in a gun. I mean, and please,
Dave, when you're the head coach, I get what you're saying here about Roshan Johnson, especially being more the downhill between the tackles runner out of him and Swift. So how do you balance, how do you weigh knowing that he can do that better than Swift, but Swift could get you 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, 1 yard, 50 yards. Swift has that huge potential that if you keep rolling the dice on him, you don't have quite that same potential with Roshan.
Well, no, but I'm not worried about that. Swift can get me 50 yards on a screenplay or a draw on third down. We'll give him the ball on third down, but it's just, I don't know. It's just something that I'm kind of hung up on. And I know he was the star of the game last week, him and the punter, but how about our punter too? That's for another conversation. But
well, I mean, we can have that conversation now if you want. Wow. I mean, what'd you think of him?
Wow. I'll tell you what, Troy Taylor, you know, they call the kicking game the hidden yardage. That's what it's called, okay, in football terms for our listeners. And you got, everybody knows that's listening. But the reason, the thinking behind it is, at the end of the day, unless you kick a 60-yard field goal, no one's talking about that you had two punts over 64 yards and that your hang time was 2.3 seconds and you had three punts inside the 20 where the other team had to start backed up for your defense.
L.A. didn't start better than their own 30-yard line the entire game.
Exactly. And that's the point that no one likes to talk about that. That's why it's called the hidden yardage. Well, I'm talking about it because I tell you, I watched this kid play when he was at Iowa. Iowa had no offense, zero.
A
normal year for Iowa, and they had won the best defenses in the country. And they won. They won the Big Ten West.
Like 10 games, which is amazing.
They won 10 games, Lawrence. You're correct, last year. And I'll tell you what, the best weapon they had on offense was Troy Taylor. And so, and that's what I love about Caleb, is because in his press conference, they said, well, you know, you didn't have a big play. He says, I wasn't going to take any chances. I had no interceptions because I understand how good our defense is, and I understand how good Troy and our kicking game is. And I thought that was really a smart comment from a young rookie quarterback.
Did you notice, Dave, when Torrey Taylor was punting that at least twice I saw the returner for the Rams completely underestimated his leg strength. And immediately the ball goes up and he's backtracking.
Absolutely. You know, not many guys can kick it, you know, 60-some yards consistently. You might get one and then you come back to 45, 50-yard average, but 60-plus it's you don't see that every day.
I think the people are with you. You're sitting here talking about punts being underrated. Not in Chicago, man.
Yeah.
People in Chicago appreciate their punting.
I was in the stands on Sunday. So I was sitting behind the Bears bench in the 300 level.
Right.
On Sunday.
Right.
And the reaction that Torrey Taylor got from his punts from Bears fans was awesome. When he was running out to
That's good to hear.
Yes, when he's running out to the field, people were cheering because they had seen what he, and that the 66-yard punt,
people gave that a standing ovation. Like, it was
wow.
It was really cool to see Bears fans enjoy that part of the game.
Yeah, well, Bears fans would, because this is real football country. You know, they appreciate defense, kicking game. You know, you do this in California or someplace, and nobody cares, right? All they care about is scoring points. Where Chicago's a different type of football town, different type of mentality, and that's what we love about it.
When we come back, Dave has got four picks for our friends over at Four Winds Casino. We are going to give you an opportunity to pick up a $200 gift card. So don't go anywhere, because that's next here on The Score.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
I mean, it's the 3rd of October, unfortunately, but Papa was still a Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Go ahead, Tanny. Go home.
Huge smile on Dave's face.
Long introduction to this song, though. Isn't it before they say a word?
It's like 2 minutes
long.
That
was the only thing that used to drive me crazy.
So is that why you skip it so soon before they say anything?
No. You know what, Shane? I've got to listen to the intro to get the at least a couple verses.
Get that good feeling going.
Why don't you hit the post here? 45 seconds left. There's a shorter post here, so you can walk it right up to it.
Hey, I know where the post is.
This just makes you feel good. I mean,
got to have Smokey. We had, until my buddy got into some legal problems, we had Smokey coming to my wedding or my birthday party and his anniversary at our little restaurant in Naples, but that went south. But yeah, Smokey was all set.
That's
sounds
what
like
I mean.
It's got to be a really interesting story that he's not telling.
We don't have time. We want to talk Bears.
Of course. No, certainly not with this song going.
Happy Chinooka.
But that's what I mean about Chris Tannehill. He's able to play it on this level, too.
Dave, hey, Big Dave loves this now. He's into some Motown back there.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Dave says, ooh, baby, baby.
Yeah. Oh. My girl, absolutely.
All right, so Dave. Damn on, right.
Lord. There it is. Finally.
Day
finally, Tim. We got to get.
That was the day. What a great song.
Absolutely.
Great, great song. So the Bears have got the Carolina Panthers this week. That has been quite the disaster there in Charlotte with this team. But now Andy Dalton is quarterbacking. Considering what their offense was looking like with Bryce quarterbacking, they've made some improvement. So what scares you, if anything, about Carolina with this matchup?
Well, you know, it's the NFL, so obviously a lot of things can happen. But I think this is more on the Bears taking care of their business. In other words, when it comes to penalties, when it comes to turnovers, when it comes to sound coverage, don't give up a big play. If the Bears take care of business, I mean, this should be a good win for them. I mean, they've got some momentum right now. You know, they're coming off a nice win, They're at home. The crowd last week was fantastic from what I could hear, you know, on TV in that fourth quarter when they had the lead, and here we go. So I think all the variable things, you know, are stacked up with the Bears, and the Bears got a better football team. I mean, you know, I guarantee you the average Bear fan couldn't name six guys on Carolina's team. And because they, you know, they think about the guys they got rid of. They got rid of Brian Burns, the best pass rusher maybe in football last year. They traded him to the Giants. They get rid of Christian McCaffrey. They get rid of DJ Moore, who's our star. You know, so they just didn't make a – they made some bad decisions. And I think right now they've got a team that just doesn't stack up as that good against the Bears. I like the Bears in this one. I think it's a good game for them to get two in a row and then get ready to obviously to head to London and play Jacksonville.
What's interesting to me is this one is a must win for the Bears. Usually people throw around must win, Dave, based on what time of year it is.
You know what? I wouldn't
Carolina at home. I don't care when that is. That's a must win. You can't throw that away.
If I'm Matt Eberflus, if I'm the coach here, I would have been saying, "Hey, to my staff and some of the, you know, hey, last week was a must win. We needed to beat the Rams. This one, we're going to beat these guys." I wouldn't. The word must wouldn't even be in my wildest thoughts.
Too easy to even indulge it as a must win.
You got to look at it and say what games are even, and then what games do we definitely have the advantage where we're the better team, and the teams that we're better than, we just got to go out and play good. That's all. I mean,
we're actually making the same point, even though it sounds like we're arguing.
Yes,
because you cannot throw away games.
Well, I just hate the word for coaches. Jason, I just hate the word must win when you're playing Carolina, you know, because the Bears are going to win.
Well, there you go. That's case all. Closed.
Well, I mean, I think every Bears fan is happy to hear you say that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what else can I say? Let's go.
But you could end up in a situation where, you know, you're a game out of the playoffs or something like that at the end of the year, and you're going to look back and be like, I cannot believe we dropped that game in Indianapolis, for example. There's no way that should have happened. And that game, the games that you should win like this, you need to win and win decisively, really.
Well, I don't, you know, yeah, that all sounds good. This isn't college where we're getting rating points, okay? Jason, we're so relaxed, okay? You don't come on this show here and when I have a bourbon and just start saying stuff and it's not going to be at least questioned or thought about, okay? All I'm going to tell you,
Dave,
is...
Dave, we're agreeing. We're agreeing.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you is that this is... If the Bears kick a field goal with no time left and they win two in a row, I'll be happy. Now,
then we do disagree because I'm going to hammer that.
Yeah.
If this is some 6-3 garbage over the Panthers, I'm going to hammer that in the newspaper.
Yeah, okay. Then that's fair.
So we do
that's
disagree
fair.
There.
That's right. Fair. I mean, I'm looking at it, you know, from my perspective. And, I mean, I do believe that we're going to get after these guys. I mean, that's a fact, okay? But, you know, you just got to get the W. At the end of the year, fans, owners, they don't care what the scores were. They don't care about injuries. All they care about is W's and L's, and that's how you're judged. So that's kind of where but this is an important game, too, because you mentioned Indy. You know, Indy being an AFC team, you know, when it gets down to the tiebreakers and all that stuff,
the number NFC of wins. NFC games are very important.
Yeah, NFC games do give you another check the box. So I do agree with you there. This is a game that they have to have and they will get. I believe that.
I agree with Dave in the sense that there's just nothing going for the Panthers. In every way, the Bears should have the advantage here.
I agree. I think that Andy Dalton is fine, but he has a shelf life. And I'm sure that the Bears' defensive coaches...
Nobody's scared of Andy Dalton.
Yeah, the game that they won... Hey, let's be fair here now to Andy. Andy threw for 360-plus yards and threw three touchdowns and had no interceptions. And any quarterback, if he comes in here and throws for 360-plus yards and throws three touchdowns with no interceptions, we're going to be hoping to kick a field goal with no time left. Trust me.
Well, and if they don't get pressure... You know what I mean? If they don't get pressure on him, Dave, we saw this last week with Stafford. If you give him time, if he's back there for 3 or 4 seconds, any veteran quarterback will find what you're missing.
Absolutely.
They will find it.
Yeah, that was just a little bit disappointing last week because we were kind of playing that bend but don't break defense. You know what I mean? We were fantastic in the red zone. They only scored one out of four trips down or touchdowns. So we were great in the red zone, but getting down there, I was thinking the same thing everybody was, and I'm sure Flus was too. We need to tighten this up a little bit, guys. You know, we're only going to rush four, but when they did need it, I will say this, Eric Washington, Matt Eberflus, Eric's the defense coordinator, you know, they dialed up the blitz, and they left, I don't know how they did it, but they left Sweat unblocked. He tips a pass. They punt. We come after him on that one third down. We bring Brisker off the edge. He gets the big sack. You know what I mean? So when we did need it, Flus and Eric dialed up pressures at the right time. I mean, I thought it was a great job.
Coach, you got your cheat sheet ready for your picks?
I am always ready to pick some games. Let's do it.
All right.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wannstedt.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, I'm going to start off right off the bat. I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys, okay, and plus two. Dallas is getting 2 points, 2.5 there in Pittsburgh. I'm all over Dallas. I think it's time for the boys to come up with an upset. All they do is get a lead somehow, some way against that Steelers team, and we'll see what our man Justin can do. Okay, the other one I like Jacksonville, okay. I think that Jacksonville they're ready to fire everybody down here, including our quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. And I think he responds this week and comes up with a big win. And you know what? I'm taking the Bears. I'm giving up. I think it's the spread's down to 3.5 now. You know what? I'll give away that 3.5 points. I'll let them have 3.5 points. I think the Bears win by a touchdown. And then I'm going to take Washington. How about that? Washington at top of the division right now. They're playing Cleveland, and they're giving Cleveland, 3 points, I believe it is, or 3.5. But they're playing in Washington, and that's okay. I like what Washington is doing right now with Jaden Daniels. That's my four picks.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wannstedt. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
And right now, to celebrate that, we are going to give away a $200 gift card to Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. $200 gift card if you are caller 6 to the Scores contest line, which is 312-540-0670. That's 312-540-0670. Before we let you out of here, Coach, give me a key to the Bears winning that game against Carolina.
Big plays. I think this is the week that Caleb Williams makes some big pass plays. And I would feed that ball deep twice in the first half, twice in the second half. I'm going to start with DJ, give him the first opportunity, and Odunze. Those two guys got to make some big plays this week. That's how we're going to score a lot of points.
Love it.
Dave, as always, it's a pleasure. It's great, guys, to see you.
Jace, good being on with you.
Yeah.
We will see you next week, Lawrence.
Absolutely. Okay, that buddy. Is Dave Wannstedt. You can check him out on NBC5. You can check him out on Marquee. And, of course, you can check him out here Thursdays at 5, breaking down the Bears games. When we come back, we should probably talk you through or try to talk you through some of your viewing options when it comes to Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games, because where you can watch those games has changed. We're going to help you out with that next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Welcome to the Chicago Sports Network. I'm Adam Amin, and this is Game On Chicago. There's something special, a little bit fun, maybe a little bit strange about being part of something new like this, but we're all going to do it together, and we have a great opportunity to bring you the teams that you forged connections with, the organizations that you cheer for, and the players that you have grown accustomed to cheering for as well. We're so pleased to get a chance to do this with you. We're all going to do this together, and there's a reason that Chicago is in the title of the network itself. It's because this is our home, this is our city, and these are the teams that we have grown to care for.
Our buddy Adam Amin, who I think is a really perfect face for CHSN. He'll be on play-by-play on Bulls games, along with Stacey King doing color.
Jason Goff will be hosting the pre- and post-game shows on CHSN. He will be with Kendall Gill. Our guy Will Perdue, not along for that ride. He's joined our friends over at CHGO, though, to do basketball coverage, which I think is great. It's been a weird few weeks, and I know for me, it's been weird because I've spent last seven years in some capacity at NBC Sports Chicago.
Right.
And to see it come to an end and to on Tuesday to flip over to the channel and see that the channel isn't there.
What is there?
You know what? We could
what
probably
do you see.
You have a remote over there?
I don't know.
No, it's right there by the bear in front of you. If you just turn over, we can read whatever is on. Turn to channel 37 right here in the studio. Because I don't even know if people have done that yet. Like, if they've gone and looked.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're like 37, 37.
This is not working.
Well, that's all right. But there's nothing there anymore. And so, here, throw me the remote.
No, it's fine. Do the radio show. Keep doing the radio show. I'm like an elderly person here. Thanks, Shane. Shane doesn't find any of this adorable.
Shane comes in here and he helps because he knows that we need help.
Silently seething. All right, so we got three. Okay, we've got a purple screen that says this channel is no longer available. Effective September 30th, NBC Sports Chicago ceased operations and is no longer available.
That's what I was trying to tell people, that it's not like the station doesn't exist anymore. Like, it's just gone. So if you're on Comcast, like channels 200 and 201, they're gone. They don't exist.
Like I said, if you're looking to watch White Sox games from this past season on your DVR, you can't.
Yeah.
They're gone.
You cannot do that.
What?
Why would anyone do that?
Shoot!
If you wanted to go back and find out about how well Garrett Crochet did, those games are gone.
Or if you were feeling too happy and you're like, hey, I don't want to ever be too high, too low. I'm a little on the high side.
Need to get low.
Give me some White Sox games.
There's so many Yoan Moncada games that I need to go back and watch from this season. He played in so many of them.
There are
right?
only five of them, right?
Oh, well.
All five are gone, Shane.
They're all gone.
Oh, no.
But the station's gone, too. And the Blackhawks season, the regular season with the Blackhawks starts like Tuesday, right?
It's very soon. Next week, yeah.
So the games are going to be there on CHSN, Chicago Sports Network. They have not come to a deal with Comcast as of yet, which makes sense because Comcast, NBC, is kind of getting out of the regional sports network business, which is why NBC Sports Chicago doesn't exist anymore. By the way, I had to say this during transition. I feel like I have to keep saying it. Layla is still on Channel 5. That's where she's been for the last couple of years. Yeah. She would just come and hang out with us over on NBC Sports Chicago. She is still lead anchor at NBC 5. And at 6:17 tonight, if you want to tune over there, you can watch her do the sportscast. Okay. For the rest of us, though, some people have gone over to CHSN. Some people have, for a lot of people who worked over at NBC Sports Chicago that had been there from the beginning, they've got this thing called severance, which allows them to not work for a while if they don't want to.
They stayed to the end.
The ones that have been there for 20 years have like a year of severance where they're going to get paid out so they don't have to necessarily work. So CHSN was trying to navigate that because there's a lot of people who know where all the bodies are buried. They know how to unlock the doors that you were hoping would come over and help out with the Bulls and the Blackhawks stuff, but there are plenty of people that used to work at NBC Sports Chicago that are like, I'm going to take a break, or I'm going to go work in another industry, or whatever. And some of them have gone over to CHSN.
Or I want to work till I get the severance.
Well, I won't work until then. I'll live off of that for a year or half a year or however much severance you got. But for the consumer, I think what CHSN is going to try and do, at least for now, is really interesting. Let me give you one of their releases that they had. And so this is for you if you're like, wait, what do you mean? The Blackhawks season starts next Tuesday. Where can I watch the games? So there's good news in that regard, I think. CHSN announced last week that viewers across the Chicagoland region will have access to Blackhawks, Bulls, White Sox games, and the rest of CHSN programming on an over-the-air or OTA agreement with Millennial Telecommunications, WJYS-TV. What does that mean? It means that you'll be able to watch the games for free if you get yourself old-school rabbit ears. Now, I want to make sure that we take care of the people on the younger part of the demo. A long time ago, TVs were not connected to the wall. TVs were connected through an over-the-air signal on an antenna on top of your house. The way that you would pick up that signal was through rabbit ear antennas. So now you need to go get a pair of digital rabbit ears so that you can connect it to your TV so you can pick this up for free.
I actually know about this.
Yeah, this is right up your alley.
I have this, yeah.
You're a cord cutter, right?
Yeah, we don't have cable. We have some streaming services, but we have the digital antenna gets you all the network stuff. So we get ABC, NBC, all that stuff. So what you do is you go to Best Buy. This is a tedious process, but this is how you do it the cheapest possible way. You buy, you know, whatever is the cheapest digital antenna they got. Take that home, see if you get all the channels. If you don't, go back, get a better one. And you keep kind of working your way up the ladder until you find the one that works.
The channels that CHSN are going to be on are 62.2 and 62.3.
So that's going to make no sense to anybody that doesn't live in this.
I have an antenna. I always kept one just in case. You never know. Cable might go out. Wi-Fi might go out. So I always had it just in case. The one I bought was $10. And I can see everything fine. It's going to be high def quality.
Yeah, it depends where you live on how strong of a
signal that you're getting because it's over the air, right?
Yeah, but it comes in great. So, it comes in crystal clear.
So now you have the option if you want to watch these games because people have complained about having to pay for cable. If you want to watch Bulls, Blackhawks, White Sox next season for free, you can do it with just buying an antenna and then you're set. They've also had some agreements that they've come to on DirecTV. They have not come to – one of the bigger problems is half the people in Chicago have Comcast. They're going to have to strike a deal with Comcast at some point. I imagine that's going to happen. Ultimately, I think it's a good thing that Chicago sports fans are going to get a chance to watch games for free. That's kind of my opinion on it. And then the rest of it is going to be a little bumpy. All of it, because this is new and everyone's in a new place, in a new space. So it's going to be a little bumpy, but I think it's going to be good.
So I sit here as someone that's not on the inside of this business the way you are. And I'm just wondering, how has this stuff not worked out months ago? Is this normal?
Well,
that it gets right up because you said the Hawks opener is Tuesday.
Yeah, but part of this is that a lot of people were not expecting Comcast to jump out of the RSN business as quickly as they did. A lot of people thought that April would be the debut of CHSN, not October. So they've done a really good job of like getting all of this stuff together. And it's going to be fine. I actually got a note from someone over there while we were talking saying, if you go to Amazon, get the digital antennas there, $25 or less. And this person lives in Downers and they've got it. And they say, buy a 5-star rated antenna.
It isn't expensive.
It's not expensive.
And you'll get one time
purchase for $25 and you'll have all of the games.
Yep.
Which I think is great. Jason, man, thank you. Thank you for coming in from Hallis Hall and hosting the show. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, because I'm always happy to see you, of course. But this was like the Dave Wants That experience for me. I get it now. I get it. I've been charmed. And the man was scolding me. I don't know why, because we agreed, but he was scolding me, and I still was like, I love this guy.
That's how we all feel about him. It's great. It was great to have you here. Thanks to Mark Grody. Thanks to Dave Wants That. Thanks to our guy Chris McClain as well. For Tanny and Shane and Speaks, who'll be back tomorrow, I'm Lawrence. Thank you so much for the love that you show us on this show. We will try to repay you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on The Score.
That's it. All right, guys.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.